Why do you think Huawei invested in completing one of the most iconic unfinished symphonies of all time?
Honest, in my view, I think they did it as a public relations exercise because obviously Huawei has had mixed press, especially a couple of months ago when there was discussion about the 5G network in Europe and America and Australia. And I think by showing that they are, you know, humanistically inclined and that they are advancing the things that, that people care about, like music and art, etc., and they're not people. So I think in a way that's the reason why they did it. And perhaps also they did it, they wanted to show that, that they have the technology to be able to do that. Mm. And actually, in the end, of course, I think you always have to look very much closer.
Mm, absolutely. Do you think that the introduction of AI and artificial intelligence into classical music could encourage younger audiences to engage with this art form?
That's a really good question. I think there is a lot of range in how AI can engage with classical music or so-called classical music. So, you know, you've got that Huawei experiment, but you have other things. At the moment, I think people are working on fragments from Beethoven's 10th Symphony, some company in Vienna. With the telecom there, working on completing those fragments. And in the Beethoven year, you know, again, it's like a public relations thing. And that's particularly questionable in a way because there's very little of Beethoven's own writing, as actually in the Schubert example, that could be used to extrapolate his intent, if you like. So that's one other example. There's a gentleman by the name of Cope, David Cope, who's been working on artificial intelligence for a long time in music. And basically the kind of challenge in the first instance for him was that he wanted to extrapolate a style from a particular composer. So in other words, get a computer to write a piece that sounded exactly like Bach and perhaps even more convincing than Bach. And he sort of managed that to point. But in a way, that's limited because you're still working within a realm of where the composer, where you take the material from the composer and you sort of pretend that he or she wrote it, and therefore not a bad task for a computer. It's not too difficult. But the question comes when you're actually writing complete new music, and that seems to be a bit harder, although Cope is working on this as well and apparently inventing new things. But your question was actually about younger audience. Well, yes, it could in a way, but I actually don't know if it's about young or old audience. I think it's about the reason why younger people may not be so fascinated by classical music is really because in order to actually listen to it well and listen to it properly, we need a certain level of enculturation, if you like. Mm. In the first instance, we need to understand something about the music to make sense of it. And of course, a lot of that is coming from our education. And, and people can no longer read music, they don't really know anything about these composers. And so it's a loss of enculturation. And I don't think AI can make up for that.
No.
But AI can make up for the effect. And obviously AI has a great capacity in the area of popular music to generate stuff.
Mm. And it certainly generates a lot of that kind of PR, that hype around a genre if you're creating music or you know, recreating music with artificial intelligence. It might draw the kids in that way for sure, but I think you're right there. There's a real lack of cultural understanding.
Yeah, and it's not only understanding, because it's not an abstract. Our relationship with music is not an abstract relationship or not even an instrumental relationship. It's actually a meaning-giving relationship. It's like if you read a book, you make sense of it and you're getting a whole experience of the world and a way of thought and a way of experience. And our relationship with music is very similar to that. And if you can't make sense of the music, well, then your experience is not going to have the richness that it needs.
Mm.
And the whole point with AI, I mean, AI has a lot of applications, even in art, I think it will increase to have these applications. For example, for synthesized sounds and composition, probably composers will use it more and more as well. But that will transform the whole way of music altogether, which it always happens and always will. Technology has always transformed music.
Mm.
It's going to be a big change to our culture with AI. But at the same time, I think we shouldn't make a mistake that the ability to make sense of a piece of music that's written in a sort of polyphonic style of Beethoven or something, somebody like that, is a really sophisticated ability for the human being to achieve. And if you look in cultural terms of centuries or even millennia, that's a very unique form of a development of our culture that has been achieved. There's no other comparable example in music of this complexity and detail and formal sustainability. So that's a really, really unique cultural achievement, which really we have to be, it's like Shakespearean drama or something of that kind, which is really highly developed and highly encountered, and we can't really just sort of read and have fun in a way.
No, you can't break a lot of that down to, you know, ones and zeros and code as well.
Mm.
I think it's very interesting because when artificial intelligence started to rise, when automation and the kind of technical turn that our society has taken, when this all came about, a lot of people were saying that the only industries that will be safe from this automation are the creative industries.
Mm.
But the creative industries themselves are being so impacted and so influenced by these technologies as well.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, influence on a number of levels.
And yeah.
I think what matters ultimately is whether the creativity that's specific to these areas of human endeavor is going to be changed by AI or not. And I think the big issue for our relationship with AI, and that's the crux has always been, is AI capable of real creativity or just sort of transpositional creativity?
Yeah.
In other words, taking a lot of stuff that's already there and just crunching it around and making something new in that sense. Or is it actually possible for AI to invent something completely surprising and new and genuinely new? And I think there's some people that argue, yes, it's now possible, because I read a book by a scholar in this area, Gupanamo Sotoy, an English professor, who has shown some examples of computer programs that are self-learning and self-developing that, in his view, are actually exhibiting real creativity and are therefore able to do what we think is unique to humans. But I do not know in music, is a special issue, because music experiences is very much tied to our embodiment and the interface between our thinking and our body.
Emotion,
so in other words, our sense and our intuition and our mind. So it's a very integrative, very integrated system that's at work when we are listening and making music. And I can't see that computers are anywhere near that capacity yet.
No.
Because they have to integrate those things. It's, and I also can't see that they could get into this capacity because of the ontology that is at work.
Mm, absolutely. I could talk about this all afternoon. This is genuinely such an interesting conversation, but unfortunately we're out of time. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.